Okay, Declan, another Harvest Rally done and dusted. How do you feel now, back-to-back victories in the event?
It is great, great to get the second one there. Something you always looked to get, you know, for a long time and never thought you could get it. And to be able to say that we have two of them now on the cup or whatever is great.
Yeah. And it's a nice way to end the year for you, given that you've only got the car this year and you had a sound result in Donegal. Things didn't go to plan in Galway, and to end your year with victory, particularly in your home county, is a good way to do it.
It definitely is, because we started off the year with the Subaru and we had lots of breakdowns and one thing and another, and then we got the car, the Fiesta there for Donegal. But that's our fourth rally in it now, and just settling into it. I feel if we get another three or four, you know, we should be in good enough shape in it for you know, in the middle of next year.
Because you're learning all the time on this car, Declan, and it's the small things that can end up being the big margins on the stage. And I suppose it's trying to work out those smaller things that are key.
It is, and to keep it clean and tidy, you know, and all of that too, and keep a nice flow with you. That's what it's all about, and you know, getting your notes right and driving to the notes and the whole lot. But you know, then it's left hand drive along with that too, so that takes a little bit of time too. But I am enjoying the car. It is a great car now. Yeah.
And you've come full circle in the cars, because you've won classes here in Donegal with a Mark II, then you stepped up to the WRC, so sort of full circle, and it's been a path that has seen you take on so many different types of cars that has different technical levels and different styles of driving.
That's right, you know, with the Eskers and against Daniel McKenna and Gary McPhillips and Manus Kelly and, you know, Damon Geller, all these boys, Wesley Patterson. You know, we had some good results against them boys, and you know, we stepped into the Subaru then. We had some great rallies and great ones with that, and two championships, and last year the Harvest Rally and Donegal International. So we had some great results. I think it's the 18th or 19th rally now that we've won between all the three cars.
Yeah, and do you still get the same buzz and I suppose the same level of adrenaline out of winning in this Fiesta and learning more about it than what you did with the others?
You definitely do, and you know, the car is a lot different than the others, and with the suspension there and everything else. And you know, when you're braking and the car dips in the front and, you know, it throws all the way to the front and the handling and the whole lot, it definitely gives you a big buzz.
How far do you think you're away now from getting this car 100% right, the way you had the Subaru when you were winning all the time and the Subaru? How far away are you from that, do you think?
I feel that this weekend now, we were in Sligo, we won Sligo, the car was very good for Sligo, we've done a small bit of tweaking there now through the week, and I think after today we have a dry setting and we have a wet setting, so the car now at the minute is, you know, 100% with all the angles and the wheel angles and the whole lot of cambers. The car's, for me now at the minute, I just need to take as much as I can out of it, but I feel it's down to me now, not the car.
Right, and much did you take out of it today, out of yourself today? I know you won't be over a minute and a half here on the Harvest Rally, and it was a big comfortable cushion at the end, but there was more, I suppose, inner learning, was there, in that deck?
There definitely is, there's more in it. With the braking and you know, you couldn't take the most out of the car today because of the conditions. But there's definitely definitely a lot more. I would say 70-80% today. There's definitely a load more left in it.
Yeah. We'll talk about your son, Michael, who had a brilliant result today as well. Second in the juniors. It was a fantastic experience for him. His first big rally, and to do it in the Harvest, and particularly in a rally that you won as well, is special for the family.
That's right, it was brilliant to see him. You know, all I wanted to do with him, there was 19 I think that started in the juniors, and all I wanted to, you know, to keep telling him, you know, you must finish the rally, you have to get home, there's no point in being the quickest in the first stage and going off. You have to finish it, I don't care where you finish, if you finish last, you know, it's a great result. But then, you know, after the first stage he was leading it, and he fell back then to second, and it was a mighty result for him now, in fairness, to do that. But I need to control him now for the next rally, because, you know, it could be hard for him to do that again.
Well, he's certainly shown that he has the talent. He's chip off the old block then, Declan.
He definitely is, and it'd be nice to keep it rolling on there with him. But no, he's a good driver, and you know, he's calm too, and young, and you know, they don't have too much nerves. So hopefully he'll be back again.
He'll be looking for a run in this Fiesta.
He will. I need to throw away the keys.
Listen, looking ahead now to 2016, obviously your year is done now, so what's the plan? You like doing the National, you like doing rounds off the tarmac, and is it going to be all gunning again to get as much ones under the belt in 2016, Declan?
It is. That's what we're going to do, you know, with the change in the tarmac championship now, and these R5s, what I'm going to do, what myself and Brian's going to do, is we'll follow the championship, even though we can't score points, but we'll try and win an odd rally here and there, And definitely the national championship, we love that. You know, it's a one day rally. You turn up the day before, do your recce, and do the rally the next day in your home. You know, it's handy. It only takes 2 days. So we do like that, and we won the championship. We won it twice, and it'd be nice to be great to win that again.
Yeah, and obviously Donegal's going to be top of the list, the international engine.
Donegal's in the top of the list, and you know the car is in great shape there now, and I feel that you know there was corners last year where we had, you know, the year before we were flat out with the Subaru, but and the Fiesta we had to you know back off because the car just, we felt the suspension wasn't right and it wasn't going to go around, you know, these corners, particular places where we know that's flat out, but we just couldn't do it. But right now the car's in good shape for that, so Donegal's it'll be a big one for us next year, hopefully.
Finally, again, it's nice to end the year with a one here in the Harvest, back-to-back champion. And despite trying to come back to one on international for a second time, you're going to have to come try and back them on three in a row in the Harvest, Declan.
That's right. It'd be class to do it again, but you know we need to enjoy this one, and it's great to get our name on it the second time round. And definitely, if we're living well, we'll be back again.
Thanks for talking to us, Declan. Well done.
Thanks, Oisín. Thank you.